At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
You don't think twice about the way a small town gets quiet at night until the quiet starts to feel like it has a pulse. Green Pond is like that. A single blinking light at the crossroads, two gas stations that shut down by 10, the smell of pine pitch and red clay baked into the summer roads. When the air cools and the tree frogs tune themselves, you can hear the train from 6 miles away and dogs from three streets over. And if you stand still long enough, you can hear other things, too. Not often, not reliably. Just enough to make you wonder who's sharing the dark with you. I tried to avoid ghosts. Blame Scooby-Doo. As a kid, I'd watch those gangs of teenagers pull masks off villains and feel a strange relief I couldn't name. Like the world had borders again. In Green Pond, though, you didn't need TV to be afraid of the dark. We had stories. The kind that pass across diner tables and porches, changing shape the way smoke does when it drifts. There was the old place down the road where a man was shot, and folks swore the boards remembered that the blood came through any varnish as if the house refused to forgive. There was the green-painted house in Woodstock where a young woman ended her life when she was expecting. Tenants never stayed more than a season because they heard footsteps pacing the landing, heard weeping. That wasn't theirs. There was the pink house in Gray Hill, sagging on its haunches for a dozen years after the last family fled, paint flaking away in strips like sunburned skin. And then the subdivision that paved neat crescents over what used to be a creek burial ground. New roofs, new mailboxes, old bones. I kept my distance. I kept my jokes sharp and my curiosity dull. If a road to town had a legend stapled to it, I took the other road. But grief has its own roads. After my first wife died, I started visiting her grave at night because the days were too loud. The cemetery was a country plot back from the road with a single streetlight that threw a sad yellow circle over the entrance nearest house a quarter mile away. If the wind held still, you could hear your breath. I'd stand there at 9 o'clock with my hands in my pockets and talk to her the way you talk to a person who is both gone and not. It wasn't bravado. It was permission. "I have a right to be here," I'd say quietly, and not just to her. "In the name of Jesus, I have a right to stand here. I will not be run off," I meant it. I trusted the one I was invoking more than anything I could see. Once, I thought I heard chains. Real ones. Hard metal on metal. The classic sound that makes your bones want to go somewhere else. I followed it with my heart banging and found the flagpole rope lashing the pole. I almost laughed out loud. The kind of laugh that shakes the fear loose. I told myself that's what hauntings are. Mistakes you correct by walking toward them. I slept well that night. And then, one night in my own bed, something woke me by grabbing my arm and yanking. Not a nudge. A man's pull. Like someone trying to drag me off the mattress by the elbow. Instinct did the talking. I ripped free and snapped into the dark. "Well, just pull me off the bed then." The air went still, the way a pond goes still after a thrown rock vanishes. Nothing touched me again. I woke in the morning with the taste of metal at the back of my tongue and told myself sometimes a person dreams with his muscles. Life kept changing. I remarried. My second wife, before we were together, had lived in one of those subdivision houses built where the maps forgot to mark the dead. She brought furniture, photographs, kitchen pans, and I believe some company that didn't ride in the truck. There was a spirit that could borrow faces, mine mostly. The first time it tried, she was in the hallway and felt me step behind her. Breath warm near her ear, voice low in that tone you save for the person you love. She turned, already certain it was me. I was at work 30 miles away. Another time it took her shape and moved past the open bedroom door, a kind of walking echo, while she sat beside me reading. She looked up at herself, then at me, then back at the empty doorway. Nothing wears your courage down like seeing yourself where you aren't. The worst night, she told me later, started like romance and turned like a knife. She woke to me standing at the foot of the bed. Same silhouette, same voice. Except the voice had a grinning edge to it. A wrongness like a key in the wrong lock. She felt something move through her, her mouth opening. Words that weren't hers rising with a heat that wasn't anger. It was God's voice, she said. Not thunder, authority, not loud. Final. "Not here," it said to the thing, wearing my face. I don't know how to explain what she described next. The head scrambled, she told me. Not blurred like a cheap camera. Scrambled like the signal cut and the picture broke apart and tried to reassemble while you watched. The thing flung its hands up, backed away, and barked. My voice and not my voice. If that's the way it's going to be, just forget it. Just forget it. It left like a curse, slamming its own door. She cried in the dark without tears. I lay beside her with my hand on her back and listened to a house that had gone quiet in the way a man stops talking when his father walks into the room. Years later, she woke choking, hands clawing at the air above her throat. You can tell a nightmare from a fight with the invisible by the way the mattress thumps and the sound a person makes when their body believes death has both thumbs on the windpipe. She prayed out loud, not long, not poetic, and whatever had settled its weight there lifted. A bruise rose without fingers to paint it. She wore that bruise like proof for 2 weeks. That should have been the end of it. It wasn't. There's a kind of loneliness that pulls you back to the dead because the living don't know what to do with your anger. During a rough patch, me and my wife split up and sleeping in separate houses. I found myself at the cemetery again with the night pretending to be harmless. I stood at my first wife's headstone and said words I'd regret the second I believed them. You say bitter things to the earth because you think the earth can't carry them. Why don't you just come home with me? I muttered. It felt like a dare tossed into a well. I didn't know there was a rope tied to it. When my wife and I reconciled, the house had changed. Not the paint color, not the way the floor tilted a little toward the hall, something in the air. She started telling me about footsteps that measured out the hallway in the early morning, bangs against the wall that felt like warning knocks. The bed kicked like boots at reveille. A woman's voice, bright with casual familiarity, saying hi, as if stepping into a friend's kitchen. And sometimes, this bothered me more than I can tell you, my voice, calling to her from a room I wasn't in, saying her name in the private way a husband says it when it belongs to them alone. That infuriated me. Not scared, not confused, furious. There are lines decent men do not cross. I walked straight into the middle of the house and spoke to the thing. I couldn't see the way you speak to a man who won't stop crowding your family. If you've got something to say, say it to me, I told it. If you want to fight, fight me. You want to scare somebody, scare me. I did this in daylight because courage and wisdom shake hands at noon. The bedroom was off limits. Even a fool respects a sanctuary. When noise kept nipping at the edges of the night, I got practical and old-fashioned at the same time. I bought a bottle of extra virgin olive oil and didn't let so much as a salad leaf touch it. I walked the rooms with it, thumb wet, tracing crosses over door jams and window frames, whispering and then speaking and then whispering again. I said Jesus' name more times than the South says y'all. Some doors felt like they drank the oil the second it touched them. Some felt slick for a day, as if the wood wanted to keep the line bright. When I was finished, the house smelled like a kitchen and a chapel at once. I took it further because some days that's what you do when you're desperate and stubborn in the same hour. I opened the front door, stood aside, and told the air, get in. I walked to the car, opened the passenger door, and moved my hand like a man inviting company to slide across vinyl. I drove to the cemetery with that door cracked like a mouth ready to tell the truth. Parked, opened the door wider. Out, I said. Back where you belong. If you think that sounds theatrical, I agree. If you think theatrical doesn't work, you haven't ever been in a play the world didn't see, but you knew the director. It got quieter. Most nights. But quiet is not the same as empty. Now and then I'd feel air shift when I walked through the hall. The way you feel another body pass within inches of yours in a crowd. My wife could not shake it. Fear, once it sits inside your body, rearranges furniture. I tried everything I could to let her borrow my voice. I kept the CB radio on the night shift, my headset crackling. You copy? I'd say low so the foreman wouldn't bother. You copy, sweetheart? She'd answer from home, and I could practically feel the line between us humming like a clothesline pulling tight. It helped, until it didn't. Then she started sleeping 50 yards up the hill at my parents' place where the walls had never learned to listen. I didn't blame her. That's what family land is for, to loan you a roof when the roof you're paying for feels like it wants to breathe on your face. Whatever else was in our house had social skills of a cruel cousin. It saved its best tricks for visitors. A homeless man we knew needed a night under a roof, so we said yes. He came in grateful, washed up, sat on the couch with a blanket and the remote like a man trying on normal for size. When we got home at dawn, he was wide awake with pupils like dimes, asked for coffee and a ride, and never hinted about staying another night. He didn't have to. You can tell when somebody fought off sleep because sleep didn't feel safe. Another evening, my wife's cousin let himself in with permission and called his wife from the kitchen while the light fell in the house, learned their names. They heard running overhead fast like a child playing chase, except there wasn't anyone upstairs. Doors banged. The final shove caught her right between the shoulder blades as they stepped out. Go, the shove said without a voice. They went. You make jokes because otherwise you're just a man in a haunted trailer with a bottle of oil and a tired wife. I said next time I invite somebody to cook while we're out, I'll step inside and say it loud so the ghosts can hear we're expecting company. I said whoever breaks in better be ready for an introduction because they're liable to meet the kind of roommate you can't see coming. I laughed when I said it. I meant half of it. The other half I meant all the way down. things do settle, even in a place that likes to stand up in the middle of the night. Weeks roll by now where the house behaves like a house, and the only knocking you hear is the kind you can fix with a wrench, but fear has a long shadow, and it touches old scars even in good weather. Every so often, my wife stops in the middle of the hallway with her chin lifted the way a deer lifts it when the woods inhale. "Do you feel that?" she'll ask. I do. It's like walking past a room that has someone in it when you were sure you were home alone. You keep walking because that's what a person does. You don't let the empty teach you manners. Sometimes I drive the roads that used to scare me on purpose. I pass the lot where the pink house slumped for 12 years before the county hauled it off in sections like a carcass. I pass the foundation where the greenhouse's paint peeled in curls, and the upstairs window kept a shape in it after midnight. I pass the patch of dirt where the shot man bled and listen for old wood confessing. The houses are gone. The ground remembers. My second wife's first house still stands, new family, new car in the drive, swing set crooked in the yard. I send them a quiet prayer when I pass, the kind without words that still counts. I don't tell them to move. Not every house punishes every family. Sometimes the place lets go when the people change. Sometimes the thing you think is in the walls is in your name. Green Pond hasn't changed much. The diner still gives you coffee that tastes like it was made yesterday, no matter when you order it. The feed store still carries everything from salt licks to rumor. At the counter, there's always somebody who knows somebody who saw a light move where a light shouldn't, and somebody else who isn't sure about God but never misses an opportunity to say Jesus like a punctuation mark. I keep my mouth shut more than I used to. Not out of fear, out of respect for how thin the world can get in certain corners. There are nights I stop talking mid-sentence because the house wants me to. And there are other nights I talk louder, just to hear my own life inside my life. If you sit by our window after midnight, you can hear what quiet really sounds like. The fridge hum, the click of the AC cycling, the gum pop of the CB when someone too far away tries to be close, and once in a while, light as a memory passing through cotton, the sweep of bristles across a floor that is already clean. It's not constant. It is not theatrical. It is a rhythm, like someone polishing a place for someone else to come home to. The first time I heard it in this house, I wanted to rip the broom out of nobody's hands and fling it into the yard. I didn't. I said the same two words that have saved me more than any oil, more than any ritual. Not a threat, a boundary. Not here. Maybe you think that sounds foolish, a man talking to an empty corner as if it drew breath. Fine. Foolishness has kept us from worse. I believe in the one I call when I say that. I believe the world has more rooms in it than we have names for. I believe some hurts rip a doorway into a place that overlaps ours and cannot be entirely patched. I believe the dead are with the dead, and I believe there are other things that are not the dead at all that like to play dress-up with our grief. If that's too much for a Tuesday night, think of it this way. Everybody inherits something. Some of us inherit a house with thin walls. I don't pretend to understand what we've lived beside. Some nights I decide it's residual. Old footsteps pacing a route they forgot to finish. Air carrying the echo of a woman who couldn't make it to tomorrow. Other nights it feels deliberate, a mimic with a knack for voices and a mean sense of humor. I've stopped asking for a tidy ending. I ask for mornings, for the clink of cereal spoons, for my wife's phone alarm chiming and her rolling her eyes and saying 5 more minutes, for the kind of daylight that makes even a haunted kitchen look like a kitchen again. People tell me I should call a priest or a medium. Maybe. The trouble with opening your door to a stranger who says they can talk to what lives between walls is that you might be right about them and still be wrong about what answers. I want help without spectacle. I want truth without theater. I want the thing that tries on my face like a mask to find nothing in the eye holes worth stealing. Some nights I think the help I have is already the help I need. A name I can say out loud in the middle of the hallway until the hallway remembers who owns it. When I say Jesus, the house exhales. It's not fireworks. It's a room remembering it has a foundation. If you break into our place while we're out, I hope you're ready to meet more than us. I don't say that to scare you. I say it because the truth by itself does the job. You'll get a surprise that doesn't have an explanation you can take to the sheriff. If I had a camera rolling, I'd sell the footage to the kind of show I used to watch as a kid, and maybe they'd put a mask on it by the third act. That's not how it works here. Here, you get a sound, a shove, a voice you trust saying your name when the person you trust is standing in the yard with both hands full of groceries. I still avoid certain roads after dark. I still pass the cemetery with the same two thoughts I had the first night I stood there. I have a right to be here. I will not be run off. I whisper it less, but I mean it more. Fear taught me what I can carry. Faith taught me what I can put down. The town is small. The world is not. Some days the edge between them is a fence line with a hole in it big enough for a stray dog to wriggle through. You fix the hole. The dog finds another place to dig. You keep fixing holes because that's what keeps the garden yours. If you ask me what I believe after all this time, I'd say I believe in two kinds of quiet. The first kind is peace. The second kind is listening. Peace is soft. Listening is heavy. Most nights our house is peace. Some nights it listens to us. On those nights I move more slowly. I touch the door frames with my knuckles as I pass. I leave the bathroom light on a little longer than I need. I make sure my wife hears me on the CB, even if the only thing I'm saying is be right back, just checking the gate. I don't make a speech. I don't make a show. I say the boundary out loud once, not here. And then I live like I mean it. God bless anyone who steps into our doorway with goodwill. God bless anyone who crosses it without it. They're going to meet a house that knows how to introduce itself. And God bless the part of me that still wants to draw the curtains against the dark and pretend Scooby-Doo was right all along, that you can just rip the mask off and find a man under there who wants money. I know better now. Sometimes there's only the mask, and the eyes behind it are made of whatever watches when you're asleep. I used to be afraid that telling this would make it truer. I've learned the opposite. Stories are how you nail the boards back down after something's pried them up. You hammer with your voice. You sand with your breath. You lay your hand flat on the floor and feel it hold. If you listen close enough in this town, you can hear the sweep of a broom somewhere it has no business being. You can hear it pause as though considering what to do next. That pause is where I live now. Between the thing that wants to rearrange the furniture and the morning that comes anyway. Between a prank that would love to be called a haunting and a haunting that wants you to think it's a prank. Between the joke I crack at my own expense and the prayer I say under my breath. The broom still leans in the corner most nights like any other tool. On other nights, I wake and feel the air sharpen and think, don't you dare. The chairs stay on the floor. The doors stay shut on their hinges. The lamp stays on by the bed. And somewhere in the walls, something memorizes our names and decides for now to keep them. That's enough. That's more than enough. That's a house you can live in, even if something else thinks it lives here too.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.